leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
We've had conversations on the show before about how gender reveals have gotten wildly out of control. Sadly, that is once again top of mind based on one of the feed stories we did last hour. This is absolutely heartbreaking. A 28-year-old man ended up losing his life after he was trying to create some sort of explosive device for the gender reveal for his soon-to-be-born child.
I can't.
So from Liberty, so upstate New York, he ended up
dying.
Where
is Liberty?
It's a good question. I think it's... take a look. You're the direction. You're the map person on the show. Why are you asking me?
How dare I?
I think it's Southern Tier. Isn't it down that way?
It is...
This is very important, by the way.
It is very important.
Yeah.
Actually, no. It's... Oh, my God.
What is it like next door? Where is it?
It's in, like, the Catskills. It's not upstate New York. Whatever New York City journalist wrote this.
Anything that's not...
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's not the city is upstate New York
upstate
to most people.
Upstate New York, right.
Well,
please.
Where he's from doesn't necessarily matter, but it is a tragic story. His brother also injured, by the way, who's helping him. And it just seems so unnecessary, right?
I'm... very torn about this. It's horrible that the guy died, and it's horrible that, you know,
it's tragic.
People keep dying.
Because this is not the first time. I mean, there's been a lot of incidences because of gender reveals.
Maybe not so much death, but we've talked about the literal forest fire.
Yeah, that was a thing.
And
it's
not great.
It is a byproduct of social media, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's a byproduct of social media and wanting to go viral and one-upsmanship. That's what it has become. That's why we are. That's why it's transformed from cutting into a cake and seeing what color is inside the cake to explosive devices are necessary. So we're throwing elaborate gender reveals onto the Savage Scale this morning. If you want to jump in on this one, 585-222-9800. You can call or text into the show. Savage or Sensible doing an elaborate gender reveal. And
I think I know where you're going to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can go with you.
Really?
I don't think I can.
Is it because of you? You're just imagining how you crave a lot of attention right now, and this is just going to be another thing to get attention?
Obviously, yes. And that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But for me, I understand the level of extra. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
More than anyone probably ever.
All gas, no brakes.
Of course.
Yeah, you say all the time.
Of course. So, and having a baby, you know, not that I've had one myself, but can't imagine through other people's experiences that it's one of the most exciting moments and times of your life.
No, 100%.
So I know you need to channel that excitement into something. And if being extra is part of that, then I don't fault you at all. I would never fault anyone for being extra. How could I do that? That's so hypocritical.
Yeah.
My problem is, and I don't think this is savage, I just think it's stupid.
The danger element.
Like, you need to use common sense.
Yeah.
And like, if you can't use common sense, you're not savage. You're just stupid.
Yeah. You sound like someone on Facebook. Some more commenters. This isn't savage or sensible. This is stupid.
So I can't actually go savage because I will be doing an elaborate gender reveal.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
What a hypocrite of me. If I were to say this is savage and then do it, I mean, again, only savage if it happens to me, but I can't get behind it.
I don't think anyone but you subscribes to that mantra,
get on board with it.
Yeah, I'm going to go savage on this one. I do have a child. We have gone through this. We didn't make a big deal about the gender.
But that's your personal preference.
Yeah, and look, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't do anything. If that's what you want to do, and trust me, I get the excitement. I do. I mean, I've literally been through it. I get the excitement and I get wanting to share that. I mean, my brother and sister-in-law just had one not too long ago. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a dangerous element to it, right?
Like, I think someone could have broken a leg.
Okay, all right. The risk of death was very low.
Sure.
For that one. And I think that's what I'm getting at when I say elaborate. I'm not saying don't do anything. If you want to, like, if you want to, go for it. But also,
like, I think for me, just spitballing here, obviously.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, you definitely haven't thought about this before.
No bad ideas.
There's definitely not a Pinterest board created already.
No bad ideas. Rachel jumping out of a plane and then parachute opening to whatever color our child is. And I'm not just saying that just to say it. Like, Rachel is a legit skydiver. So, you know, jumping out of a plane.
Yeah. So that's something she would do anyway.
Blue parachute.
She would do anyway. So it's, I guess it's not out of all that the ordinary, I guess.
But very elaborate and very dangerous.
Yeah.
Still.
Not ideal. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Again, if you want to jump in. Jolie's out on this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Do you want to jump in on today's Savage or Sensible? Again, doing an elaborate gender reveal. So much so that it's, like, dangerous.
Completely savage. Yeah. I don't even understand what's going on with these people. After the fire,
yeah.
I thought that was enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
like a wake-up call. Yeah.
I just don't understand. And, okay, he took his life in his own hands, so I'm glad that it didn't start a fire or actually hurt a ton of other people.
Sure.
Still, it's so heartbreaking. I mean, and now his, I don't know if they were married, but, you know, the mother of his soon-to-be child, now that child's not going to have a dad because of this. Like, it's not worth it. Risk-reward,
right.
People. Risk-reward.
No, that's just crazy. Now he's never even going to meet his child because he had to do this elaborate thing. I mean,
and here's the other thing, And I don't want to throw stones at Breezy based on what she just said. But outside of your, like, really
immediate...
But outside of your really immediate circle, no one cares. They don't.
It's simply untrue.
No
one... I'm an H-list celebrity. People care.
Okay, here's why people will care. If it goes awry and someone gets injured, that is the only way that people will care otherwise.
Well, I've been in situations before where, like, I wish it was bigger.
You're part of the problem.
Don't isolate that.
Yeah.
Like, but no. But I, for real, though. Like, there's so many other... I think that this specific situation gives you a ton of creative freedom.
Yeah.
You could literally do whatever you want within reason, Jolie. I don't think that you should be setting off fireworks and, like, if you don't have a professional to do so.
I mean, I would argue the jumping out of a plane thing. Like that, yeah.
Okay, but Rachel is a skydiver.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she does teach or train or whatever. Yeah. What is it? Yeah, whatever.
She has, like, 60 jumps. I don't really know. But... I don't know.
But
guys.
Also, a lot of people would say that that's crazy and a big risk that you don't need to take.
Sure.
I don't know. And it's especially crazy to me because you become a parent. Jolie, do you have kids? I'm assuming you do if you're weighing in on this.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And we didn't do anything like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, when you said it, I go, are you freaking kidding me?
Okay, but Jolie, how old are your kids?
Well, yeah, I know. It's past the age of this big gender reveal.
Like, I think this is, like, a newer thing. And I know why. It's the age of social media, and it's the age of attention seeking and instant gratification and instant validation.
But,
and I fall victim to it every day of my life. And that's just the way it is. But
the point I was getting at with Jolie, though, was that when you become a parent, you tend to be less risky with the things that you do.
Sure. And like, that is completely valid and true. And, like, I'm not a parent. But
so, like, now you might be like, yeah, that's what I've been planning to do. It seems like a great idea. But once there's a child on the way and you realize that I need to become responsible for this kid, you could have a change of tune.
And
I
will tell you, even with you saying that, when I did decide to jump out of a plane last year, 2 years ago, whenever I did it, I said to myself, and this was one of my biggest deciding factors, like, I need to do this now.
Right.
Because, like, I'm, like, yes, my friends and family would be devastated, but, like, there's no one, like, relying on me. I would never do this when I have children because, like, that's just stupid.
Yeah,
like, it's just stupid.
It's a little morbid, but it's good thinking ahead, I guess. Jolie, thank you for the phone call.
Jolie's like, I'm glad you're thinking out loud with me on the phone.
If you want to jump in on this one, again, today's Savage or Sensible, doing an elaborate gender reveal. And again, not elaborate, because I agree with this texter, who's voting Savage, says, I think it could be perfectly fun and exciting and quote unquote big without being dangerous. It's the danger level that I just can't get on board with.
Totally.
You need to do like one of those flow charts. And like the bottom of the flow chart is death. And if you can map whatever it is you want to do to somehow becoming that, then probably not a good idea. Let's grab this. Sarah's been waiting patiently on a hold. Sarah from Rochester. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. You want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible? Again, doing an elaborate gender reveal.
I say savage.
Okay, you're going savage as well. Did you do one as well? Or you're like, yeah, you know what? Not worth it.
No, I actually don't have kids, and I don't want to be a mom.
Oh, okay. Excellent. All right. That's fine.
But, you know, I have close friends and family. I had a sister-in-law who did, like, a cute gender reveal party where kind of what I feel like what it used to be, like a fun little celebration to, you know, welcome the new life, and you're excited to figure out what you're going to have, and it's with close family, some friends, and just like I said, like just a fun celebration. And then it turned into, I think, like it turned into like another Keeping Up with the Joneses,
yeah,
where like
totally.
You said, like what is the motive? Like, yeah. Like, are you,
who
like,
can
obviously
be bigger?
You're excited, and you're like, obviously you're excited to bring in this new life, but that's not all the motives. And over the summer, you know, we had in California a gender reveal that went wrong and contributed to the wildfire happening.
You mentioned that exactly.
Definitely.
Because I think where things went awry was when people convinced themselves that anyone outside of their circle of friends and family actually care. Because unless it does go awry, no one is really going to care. If they don't know you, they're not going to care.
Yeah, like good for you. I'm very happy for you. But like, why are you inviting me into this?
Yeah, it just seems unnecessary.
Right, where like I have no ties to you at all.
Yeah.
And it's that it's just weird. I'm not a fan of what they turned into.
Yeah.
It's also interesting. So this is a comment we got on Twitter. Erica says that it's an outdated reinforcement of a non-existent gender binary. It says, just be honest with yourself. It's actually a genital reveal and not a gender reveal, and see if it's still a party you feel like having.
True.
Right.
This is also,
true. I mean, but yes, I completely agree. We're like, technically you're revealing the sex of the baby, but you can't say, hey, I'm going to have a sex party.
They'll be very, very confused. People will be very, yeah, you might have some
Everyone's
people.
Everyone's bringing their keys and their watches.
You might have some people showing up to that one that you didn't,
nice bowl
didn't
in the
expect,
middle.
Didn't want.
That's for sure.
All right, Sarah, thanks for the call. You have a great one, okay?
You too, thanks.
I love a good sex party every now and again. Don't isolate that.
Oh my goodness. A few texts coming through. A lot of people are still struggling to understand the motivation for this.
I already told you it's validation, it's attention,
but no, but
it's reassurance.
But I think you'll also see what this person's saying. They said, I don't even understand how a woman can go into the gender appointment and be able to wait that long for the results. I wanted to do a reveal with my daughter, but I couldn't wait once I was at my gender appointment. So like literally as soon as you find out, you want to tell everyone.
Well, okay, so to this person's text question, sometimes when you have your ultrasound reveal, you can ask the person, mm-hmm. the ultrasound technician, the sonographer, tell my mom. Like, I don't want to know.
Because you wouldn't, know.
Because there's people out there, I have a friend right now who's pregnant far along and doesn't want to know the sex of the baby.
They want to be surprised, sure.
Yeah.
Which I credit those people. My wife's far too much of a planner for that to be a possibility.
That
but
was me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because being able to know isn't all that. It's kind of a newer-ish thing, right? Like, my parents didn't know. It was a surprise, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you're older than me. The technology is a little more up to snuff when I was born.
Not that much older. Amanda weighing in.
A decade and a year.
Amanda weighing in saying, just freaking stupid to go overboard. People have caused fires. Someone just died. Yeah, as we referenced. I'm all for gender reveals, but people need to think before doing.
Again.
It's probably fair.
Again, sensible, but don't be stupid. That's all I got to say. Okay. That's my take on it.
All right, let's go to the poll up at 98pxy.com. You can always vote there for Savage or Sensible. Today, Savage or Sensible, doing an elaborate gender reveal. 81% of the people voting say
Savagery.
I'm a savage. Classy.
It's kind of sick when you think about, if your motivation is that you want to go viral and you want people to pay attention to it, that they literally are only going to pay attention to it if something goes wrong. Like, yeah. when's the last time you saw a gender reveal that you didn't know the person and everyone's like, oh, this is great. It went out off without a hitch. Like, never.
Yeah.
It's always like.
Said no one ever.
It's always like, she tossed him the baseball and then he hit it and it didn't explode and hit her in the face. And that's why it went viral.
LOL.
Yeah. Ha ha. Great.
Yerky.
Yay, you're going to have a baby and you have a concussion. Congratulations. Waka,
waka. Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.